B'tachan for Life, Shir 940, Wednesday before Shavuos. We are explaining what the Vilna Gaon says, that the foundation of all of the mitzvahs in the Torah is B'tachan. The purpose of Matan Torah, the objective of the day that we are Be'ezer Hashem approaching, is to feel B'tachan. Torah is about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day of Shavuos is about appreciating our relationship with Hashem. To feel Ahavas Hashem. To feel the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To utilize the day to feel it. That's what the day is about. Then you should be able to attain B'tachin. Because the foundation of B'tachin is a feeling of Ahavas Hashem, a feeling of Kurva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Limud HaTorah, Matan Torah, gives you these concepts. And therefore, that is the ultimate objective of this Yom Tov. To walk away with a chizik in your betachin. To walk away with an understanding that even if you're chas v'shalom in a difficult circumstance, the Ribbono Shel Olam does care about you. The Ribbono Shel Olam can take you out of the situation. No matter how difficult it is, like we explained many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited to your imagination. The Ribbono Shel Olam has endless ways to pull you out of your predicament. The Ribbono Shel Olam can, and if you rely, the Ribbono Shel Olam will, based on your level of reliance. That's Bitachon. That's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the differentiation between a person that's connected and a person that's not. And that is the opportunity that we have in front of us. Like every Yom Tov, if you internalize the Yom Tov, think about it a little bit, utilize the tefillos, the sudis, or during the day, stop for a moment and appreciate that we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shavuos is. It's a time to appreciate the relationship. It's a time to feel it. Akdamas, the entire piyut of Akdamas, discusses the ahava between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the purpose of all that? To develop bitachon. Not to feel that you're separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. Not to feel that you're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't care, chas v'shalom. Doesn't pay attention to what's going on in your life. That's the opposite of Avodas Hashem. That's the opposite of Bitachon, the opposite of Matan Torah. And if we can utilize this opportunity to try to really feel Ahavas Hashem, to try to really feel Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam pays attention to us. We are the most important aspect in His world. Klal Yisrael, that's the objective of the Ribbono Shel Olam's world, for Klal Yisrael. If we think about that, and we internalize that, will Be'ezer Hashem walk away with a strong chizik in betachon? That's the purpose of Matan Torah. That's our objective on this world. Iker HaKol, like the Vilna Gaon says. Klal Kol HaMitzvos. The klal that incorporates in it all the mitzvahs. A person that has real betachon is a lucky person. He has a real relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And of course, he has all the yeshuas that come along with it. We should be'ezer Hashem be zeiche to utilize this Yom Tov to feel Ahavas Hashem, to feel the kurva to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and be'ezer Hashem will be zeiche to bracha and atzlacha be'ezer Hashem, and aliyah in ruchnius, and aliyah in gashmius, lo'erech Yom Tovim. A good Yom Tov.